This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. CPN UML removes former Vice Chair Vim Rawal from party's organized membership. Secretariat meeting concludes Rawal conducted activities against party interests. Deputy Prime Minister and Urban Development Minister Prakash Man Singh says constitution amendment process will be forwarded in consensus of all political parties. Communication Minister Prithvi Subbagurung reaffirms government will not spare anyone named in Parliamentary Investigation Committee's report on cooperative fraud, and dozens of people killed as passenger plane crashes in Kazakhstan. Now the news in detail. The CPN-UML has revoked the party's organized membership of former vice chairperson Vim Rawal, saying he conducted activities against party interest. Deputy General Secretary of CPN-UML Pradeep Gyawali stated that the decision was made by the party's secretariat meeting held today. The meeting concluded that Rawal's actions had a weakening effect on the party rather than contributing to its strength. Additionally, the meeting called for clarification from leaders Dr. Binda Pandey and Usha Kiran Timilsina regarding their comments on the under-construction central office of the party. The two leaders have been suspended for 6 months. The meeting also scheduled the next central committee meeting for January 5th and 6th, setting the agendas for discussion. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh says the constitution amendment process will be forwarded in consensus of all political parties. Speaking at a program in Rupandehi today, Minister Singh emphasized that the constitutional amendment process will proceed following discussions with all political parties and confirmed the formation of a task force to oversee the amendment. The Deputy Prime Minister further mentioned that the government is implementing strategic measures to revive the economy and noted that signs of improvement are already being evident. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung says the government will not spare anyone named in the Parliamentary Investigation Committee's report on the cooperative fraud. Speaking at an event organized by the Tomu Gurung Media Persons Associations rather in Kathmandu today, Minister Gurung emphasized the government's firm resolve to hold accountable those involved in the misappropriation of cooperative funds. Minister Gurung, who also serves as the government's spokesperson, further asserted that individuals, whether they are leaders or cadres of any political party, will be brought to justice. Water Supply Minister Pradeep Yadav has stated that the ministry is taking initiatives for preparing the environment for providing potable water drawn from Melamse to the Kathmandu denizens rather throughout the year. In a discussion held with the ministry officials and employees today, the water supply minister called for carrying out works so that water from Melamse can be supplied in the Kathmandu Valley round the clock. The Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development has established a pesticide residue testing laboratory in Dholkibar of Dhanusa. The laboratory, officially run from today, has been set up to assess the quantity of pesticide residues in fruits and green vegetables that are brought to Dholkibar market from different places of the district. According to the President of Agriculture Market Management, Budeshwar Mohato, the Central Agricultural Laboratory under the ministry operated the facility to ensure the availability of agricultural products free from pesticides residue to the locals. The Nepali Christian community is marking Christmas Day today. Non-Christians have also started celebrating the festival with a lot of zeal after Nepal was declared a secular state in 2007. The day is celebrated every year on December 25th to commemorate the birth of Jesus Christ. The then King of Rome started the celebration in 350 AD. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Podol has wished happiness, peace and good health to all Christians and Nepali sisters and brothers residing in Nepal and abroad on the occasion of Christmas Day. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Be विदेश गए परी चिंता की ना कर दे
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग लीने
जहाँ भए पनि पाउनु होस् हामी सँगै
कल गर्नुहोस् डेटा चलाउनुहोस् संसार भरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकम को इन्टरनेशनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारु गर्न *14# *7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकम को एप बाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Upper Tamakusi Hydropower Project, which witnessed a halt in production following the damage caused by the rains-induced disasters in late September, has partially resumed the production. The 456-megawatt project, remaining as the largest hydropower project among those in operation in the country, has resumed production since Tuesday evening. According to the project, the partial 120 megawatts power generation was restarted at 7:40 p.m. on Tuesday after 88 days of the closure. The disasters caused by incessant rainfall on September 27th to 28th damaged the production infrastructure significantly. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Dozens of people have died after a passenger plane crashed with about 70 people on board in Kazakhstan. According to the BBC, authorities in Azerbaijan, where the flight originated, say there were at least 30 survivors. Azerbaijan Airlines flight J28243 caught fire as it attempted to make an emergency landing near the Kazakh city of Aktu. The plane was en route to Grozny in Russia, but it was diverted due to fog. Footage shows the aircraft heading towards the ground at a high speed with its landing gear down, but bursting into flames as it lands. The airline said the plane made an emergency landing about 3 kilometers from Aktau. Reports from Russian media say the aircraft collided with a flock of birds before crashing, but this has not been yet confirmed. The airline said 62 passengers and 5 crew members were on board. Those on board were mostly Azerbaijani nationals, but there were also some passengers from Russia, Kazakhstan and Kyrgyzstan. Russia's Ministry of Defense says its forces carried out a massive strike with long-range precision weapons and strikes drones on critical energy infrastructure facilities in Ukraine that ensure the operation of the military-industrial complex. According to the BBC, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Russia of deliberately choosing Christmas for an attack, calling it inhuman. He said more than 70 missiles were fired, plus 100 drones. More than 50 missiles were shot down. It is said that at least 4 people have been killed by the recent Russian strikes. Many officials, including Zelensky, say the energy sector was the target. The morning's attacks were the 13th major attack on the energy sector of Ukraine this year. Now the general forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the possibility of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous areas of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. CPN UML removes former Vice Chair Vim Rawal from party's organized membership. Secretariat meeting concludes Rawal conducted activities against party interest. Deputy Prime Minister and Urban Development Minister Prakash Man Singh says constitutional amendment process will be forwarded in consensus of all political parties. Communication Minister Prithvi Subbagurang reaffirms government will not spare anyone named in Parliamentary Investigation Committee's report on cooperative fraud and dozens of people killed as passenger plane crashes in Kazakhstan. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.